T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now is 12-year NFL vet, former Houston Texan. You know him well. That is our guy, Wade Smith, former offensive lineman. And we just – I know Clint was wanting to talk to you about some of the stuff that's happening protection-wise to get your expertise. I want to start this off by a text that was sent in, and it says this. I love your station, but all you guys have totally overestimated the talent of this offensive line. Just because they're returning doesn't mean they're any good. Tytus Howard wouldn't be even on anybody's team, maybe as a backup. Do you think that's what it is, that these guys just aren't as good as we thought? Because to me, Clint, I thought, wait, the reason why this O-line or this offense could be better is because this O-line will be as improved and maybe one of the better O-lines since you played. Do you think it's a talent thing?
Well, first of all, to answer the texter, Tytus Howard would be on a lot of rosters. Tytus Howard would be starting for a bunch of teams in this league. Not the majority of them, but he'd be a starter on other teams. So just to address that part right there, as far as looking at what they were last year and what they have put on the film this year, they haven't progressed. And in some cases, they've regressed. And that's a big problem of what I'm seeing when I'm looking at on the table. You know, you guys and a lot of us talking about the offensive line coming into the season had reason to believe that guys are going to get better. Because in this league, either you get better, you get gone. And so, guys do regress. And what you've seen in the first couple of weeks is, you know, Zach Fulton has struggled mightily. He struggled at the right guard spot. Max Sharpen has not progressed like you would have thought he would have progressed going into year two. Now, is it too early to make a full judgment on what these guys are going to do for the entire year? I would say, yeah. I mean, it's too early in the ball game, especially when you look at what the offseason was like. And you look at what they're having to deal with schematically to get things done. I think it might be a little bit too soon to make that judgment. You know what, the offensive line is bad and they're going to be bad all year. Some of the things that you're seeing out of them is some of the same stuff we were saying last year and years past of them struggling with simple stuff. And that stuff got better as the year progressed. And we'll get into some of the detail of the simple stuff I'm talking about as we go along. But there's simple things that they're not doing correctly. And last year they had those same issues and they started working through them and they got better as the year went on. We haven't seen that. You would think that they would naturally progress from where they left off, but that hasn't been the case so far.
Wade, talk a little bit about the scheme aspect of it, man. I mean, to me, when I watch, and hell, I didn't play offensive line, so I can't technically give you a pass set the way that I probably should be able to, Wade. But when I look at these guys and I analyze film, I mean, there's guys doing things, getting their shoulders parallel to the sideline and getting completely out of position to handle any kind of just basic D-tackle twist and things of that nature. That, to me, I don't look at that and go, man, these guys, the talent is not there to play the position at a high level. It strikes me as, man, they're surprised by what's going on, by guys that are coming or aren't coming. They're surprised by essentially not being prepared, and then it's almost like a panic mode when protection goes when the ball is snapped and it's time to perform. Am I missing the boat there in a sense of it seems like they're surprised, confused way too often?
So this is the thing with offensive line play. You mentioned the games, the ET games, TE games, three-man games. Teams that play the Houston Texans, they know that if we run games on them, we're going to get home because their interior three guys don't do a good enough job of defeating the penetrator. Usually when there's a game, there's one person that's going to try to pick one lineman and somebody else is going to wrap around, which is called the looper, right? The guards on this team and the center on this team, they don't use their hand in a manner to defeat that penetrator. So because of that, you got guys coming through with the penetrator and the looper. And that's because their technique, that the way that they're taught is they snatch guys up. Now, there's some coaches that like to snatch guys up as offensive linemen and don't let them go. And other coaches like you to punch them or to jam them or to create separation so that everybody can stay on the same level. If you're going to be a team that says, you know what, we're going to snatch guys up and throw them around, then you better have three grown men at those interior spots that can basically pick on other grown men. There's not a lot of offensive linemen that are built like that can handle games like that in that manner. So to me, that's a technique thing. And that's also like a philosophical thing, the way they approach being offensive linemen and playing that position. That's coaching. That's the way they teach it. So if they're teaching it that way, teams that are playing them know that, oh, we can run games on them all day and we'll get home. Well, that's a problem because I can't tell the left guard, hey, you need to go ahead and start punching now because you've been teaching him this whole time to not be a puncher. So now you're going to say, well, make him automatically stronger. You're just going to make somebody stronger from week one to week three. That's not going to happen. So you see a lot of leakage up front that it has to do with that. You see issues where teams will blitz the Texans because they know one of two things are going to happen. Somebody's going to come free. And the quarterback's not, Watson's not going to get rid of the ball early because for multiple reasons. Watson might not get rid of the ball early because it's 3rd and 11, and he knows if I throw the hot, we're only going to get 5-6 yards and we're going to have to punt or we're going to have to kick a field goal. He wants to make the big play like he did in Buffalo because that happened. I was watching on the tape. There was a play, either 3rd or 4th quarter, 3rd and 11. He gets sacked on a play where Brandon Cooks and Jordan Akins are both open on the quick slant if they would have just hit him hot. Well, instead of him throwing that hot, if he throws that hot, they probably get a 6-yard gain. There's no sack, but it's still 4th and 6 or 4th and 5. Instead, he tried to pull a Houdini like he did last year against Buffalo, where when he did against Buffalo, that won the game. Everybody excited about it. He tried to pull the same thing against the Ravens. It didn't work. It ended up being a sack. Now it's 4th and 16 or whatever it is. So you have a combination of factors that's going on with the fact that the technique is not what it needs to be. You have guys that are physically just getting beat. You have sometimes the quarterback holding on to the ball too long. I mean, they talk about protection is like a group thing. The one position that I think is played at a very high level when it comes to protection is the running backs. David Johnson does an excellent job in pass protection. He does an excellent job. Duke Johnson, when he has his opportunities to step in there and pass block, he does a good job in pass blocking. The tight ends have struggled, and each guy along the front of the line has taken opportunities of struggling in pass protection, and then the quarterback has struggled. And so now you have a bunch of times a quarterback's getting hit. There's times he's getting hit where there's no way he should get hit. And so when as an offensive lineman, if you're getting your quarterback hit extra amount of times, you can't be mad at him when he has happy feet back there because you're part of that problem. So when Bill O'Brien gets up on the press conference and he says we all got to get better, it's got to get better quick, that part he ain't lying, because it's not just one thing. It's not just one person you can point at that has to correct it in order for the offense to play at the level that the actual talent would tell you that they would be able to play at.
Wade Smith, a former 12-year NFL vet, offensive lineman. Wade, you said earlier there are just some simple things that they're not doing right. And Clint yesterday really broke down the quarterback film and talked about, hey, man, with the protection, they just need to simplify the hell out of this and just make it easier so everyone understands. What are some of these simple things that can be corrected that they're not doing right across the offensive line?
What Clint is talking about is them declaring the point, and Clint calls it as declaring the mic. I just say it's the point. This is the person that we're going to slide the protection to. They are going to try to get the perfect call every single play. And because you're trying to make the perfect call every single play, The defense knows that. The defense knows is they're going to try to do their best to get themselves in the best position to block everybody. And they're not. If they can keep themselves from being hot, they're going to keep themselves from being hot off of one guy, one side of the ball or the other. And so I'm going to play games with you. When you watch the Ravens, their safeties running down in the box and then bailing out of there. There's guys walking up on the line on the offensive line because they know once they walk up, then the offensive line has to take those guys, basically declare them that they're going to block them. Then those guys will hold long enough to get the pressure off the edge free, and then they'll bail out of there and protect. Or they're playing games with the offensive line. Until the offensive line handles those types of blitzes, they're going to get picked on for the entire year. That's just how it works in the NFL. Once they find a scab, they're going to pick at it and pick at it. And until you show me that you can stop it, we're going to keep doing it. And so that means Watson's got to throw those hots. That means that the offensive line has to work off the simple games. If we're running if they're running a three-man game and you have the penetrator is a little guy. And when I say the penetrator, that's the person that they might have, because I was watching the Ravens game. I think it was number 36. He was a safety. He walks up on the guard and he's picking the center. So he's basically going to run directly into the shoulder of the center. And then on the opposite side of the line, I think was Matt Judon. He's lined up over the left guard and he loops around, right? Well, if I'm the right guard, if I'm Zach Fulton, I got this little guy in front of me. I'm going to jam the out of him. And I can't say the word I want to say, but I'm going to jam out of him. And we used to have, it was like we had a deal with the offensive line is if you can knock the penetrator into the looper, you got paid extra money. Like, cause that was the goal. If you defeat the penetrator, the games can't work. Right. So if you got this little guy, that's going to be the penetrator, you knock him into the looper, then the game can never get home. The quarterback has a lot of time to work. Well, Zach Fulton just did a poor job of basically grabbing on and riding the penetrator down and then getting his shoulders turned. And then the looper comes free and the guy off the edge that he's hot off of is free too. So instead of Deshaun having one guy to deal with, he's got two guys to deal with that are in his face. That's bad ball by the offensive line. He's got to know that I'm going to use my hands. I have long arms. He's 6'5". The guards, every offensive lineman on this team is at least 6'4". They got long arms. They got to use them and knock one defender into the other. That's simple. That's like simple stuff. Like, you know that coming into the league when you're in college, that's how you defeat a game. You create separation. You knock the penetrator into the looper, and you keep everybody on the line of scrimmage on the same level. The Texans do a terrible job of that right now. They have to correct that before you can get a lot of other things done when you're just talking about schematically and how to defeat some of these blitzes that they're coming up with, because they'll come up with a blitz where they'll walk a guy up over the guard and that guy's not coming, but he's just occupying space, so you have to honor him. Well, when that being the case, if you're a smart guard, you know, I'm going to hold for a second and then I might pop out and block that edge, the edge guy, the DB that's coming off the edge, and block him. He doesn't see you coming. And that gives a quarterback more time. But before you can get progress at that point, you got to be able to just be solid in normal pass protection and eliminate games. And that's the part where the Texans are doing a bad job of it. And they did that last year too, but then they got better. So what you have to hope is as the season goes on, they get better at that. Because if they don't, it's going to be a long year for Deshaun. It's going to be a long year for this offense. And especially going to be a long game in Pittsburgh, because they're going to do a lot of the same things that the Ravens do. And to me, the Pittsburgh front seven is better than the Ravens. When you just look at, you know, person for person, can I win a one-on-one matchup against my guy? I would take the Ravens front seven over. I would take the Steelers front seven over the Ravens, even though both of them are damn good.
All right, that's Wade Smith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.